With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President and Mrs. Trump greeted King Charles III and Queen Camilla today. In remarks welcoming the king, President Trump says the ties between the United States and the United Kingdom shall remain strong.
Today we look back on 250 years. Let us remember what has made our countries the two most exceptional nations the world has ever known. And together, let us go forward with even stronger resolve to carry on our sacred devotion to liberty and to the traditions of excellence that have been our shared gift of all mankind.
King Charles acknowledged times of great uncertainty while addressing the U.S. Congress. Charles on Tuesday marked the 250th anniversary of American independence from Britain and highlighted the enduring bonds between the two nations. Ex-NBA player Damon Jones pleads guilty in a wide-ranging sports gambling case with alleged links to organized crime.
Jones entered a guilty plea to a single count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud during the first back-to-back plea change hearings on Tuesday in Brooklyn Federal Court. Sentencing guidelines call for 21 to 27 months in prison. He's charged in separate cases with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Julie Walker, New York.
Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points, the Nasdaq dropped 223, the S&P 500 lower by 35. This is SRN News. An abortion bill is advancing in Colorado.
Lawmakers have given preliminary approval to legislation that would require all colleges and universities in the state to provide abortion pills to students. The measure would apply to both public and private institutions. It does provide an opt-out for schools that have a, quote, bona fide religious reason, but it would leave it up to the state to decide what bona fide means. Pills now account for the vast majority of abortions in the United States. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be before voters in some states in November. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect. Abortion advocates are spending big money in all states. This is SRN News. Multiple birth pregnancies occur in some animals now and then, but not like this.
A ewe at a farm in Vermont has given birth to six lambs, sextuplets, and their mother all doing very well, making the lamb windfall even more remarkable. The mother previously had had quadruplets, and while a recent checkup indicated she would have two lambs this time, the farm's owner suspected more, and they were right. When the big day came, it was, well, one baby after another. Veterinarians say the sextuplets in sheep, very rare. Jason Walker reporting.
Taylor Swift has filed three new trademark applications to protect her voice and image from potential misuse through artificial intelligence. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.